first grader, just getting worse. He was a pill as a kindergartner. It was just getting worse and worse. And poor old Patty Russell was just marching him down the office. And finally, Mr. C, you've got to talk to this kid. One thing or another. And after I was pretty sure, you know, that the whole thing was just strictly a discipline problem, that I phoned home to the parents and said, I see that you have written a note here that you don't want corporal punishment used on your child. Yes, and we don't believe in corporal punishment. And I said, okay, well, our policy is that in that case, that that you will take care of the situation, which is fine. I said, we don't have any problem with parents that don't believe in corporal punishment. But the fact then remains that when we have tried everything that we think that we're obligated to do to correct the situation, then we have to dump it back in your lap because you have retained that power and that right, which you have every right to do. Had a long talk with the father. First of all, it was a call at work to the parents to let them know that we were having this situation. What do they want? And I couldn't get hold of the father and I couldn't get hold of the mother. So I told the boy, and mind you, I'm talking to a six-year-old. I said, Mike, I think I figured out how to solve this problem. I said, I think you need a spanking. Well, he just broke into tears, just huge tears. But I said, no, don't cry. I said, I'm not going to spank you. I said, your parents don't want me to spank you, and so I'm trying to get hold of your parents now to find out what they want done. Well, he was sitting there nervously and didn't know it. Anyway, I had to let him go back to his class. But I ended up calling the parents that night, talked to the father, and he's a probation counselor, so he's in the judicial system. He knows how bad things can get, and he has his own first grader now in our school. Talked with him for about an hour, but he was backing up slowly, but he was very firm in his conviction that he didn't want that. So that he kept saying that, then what are you going to do? What's the next step? And I said, I said, you don't understand what I'm telling you. I said, the next step is yours. I said, you have retained the right to correct this situation. So I says, I'm giving it to you. And I says, I'm also saying in the same step that if you can't correct it, that it's not going to work out for Mike to be here at school. They didn't want to hear that. It's like saying your child's going to be expelled, except I'm saying it very nicely, saying your child. So he said, well, and he put his hand over the phone and he talked, had me on hold that kind of a way for 10 minutes. And he's arguing with his wife about what they're going to do. So anyway, he says, I guess we'll give you permission to spank him, but we want you to call us first. We want you to call us first. We'll get in touch with either one of us before you do that. And if we can, we'll run on over or whatever. And I said, well, that's fine. That's fine, but I need your instruction as to what I do now, and if that's the way you want me to handle it, that's what I'll do. So that's the way I hung up, and that was a very tough phone call because emotionally, I knew the parents were really struggling with this issue. And I was praying that they would make the right choice, but it was so hard for them to do this, and it was just hard. Without me asking them, the next day at 8 o'clock, right after our faculty devotion, he was standing right outside the door, and he had a piece of paper. It was signed. He said, this is a permission slip signed by both him and his wife, dated on both sides. You have permission to spank Michael whenever you think it's necessary. And here's our written permission. We are placing our confidence in this school. From that moment on, Mike was changed. They sat him down and said, Mike, guess what? We've just told Mr. C that he has permission to spank you. The change is so dramatic that for the first week, Patty Russell was sitting on pins and needles. She said, there's no kid can change this fast. Can't happen. Week two goes by. Her prayer request is now a praise. Praise God, this is a miracle. I have a miracle child in my room, but I can't believe it will last another week. The next prayer request is a praise. Michael is a miracle. I can't believe this child is so kind. I go in there the other day to see them perform. They call me down there, and while they are singing these songs in Russian for me and everything, she's whispering over, look at Michael, look at Michael. who was the most into it, doing the best, absolutely the ideal performer? Michael. The boy is fundamentally, radically changed. He is not the same boy. It's incredible. I want the parents to come in here and think, what happened? Well, we both know what happened. It was a mama and daddy issue. It wasn't a Michael issue at all. The Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. You don't even have to spare it. I mean, you don't even have to use it. You just have to know you have the right to use it. And I mean, and there's so many stories like that. I mean, and it's so dramatic that even we who sit and watch it every day, you're just breathless. You're breathless. It's just like somebody who's apparently healed from cancer, you know. You can't believe it's true. And so you don't even want the doctor to check on it because you figure he's going to find it, you know, this time. I mean, it's the truth is too good to be real. I mean, we live with that every day, all the time. It's just amazing. It's really exciting. But these little battles, they're all individual battles. They're not won easily. There's a struggle. There's pain. And it's so much easier to just dismiss the kid. Sorry, you don't think we should spank your kid? He's expelled. He's out of here. Rather than going through the painful process of just explaining with the parent, putting the responsibility in their lap, watch them writhe, squirm with the pain, agonize with it, argue between husband and wife. Well, it was your idea in the first place. No, you were the one that said they couldn't do that. No, you said you're dead or you're ill. You know, it's going back and forth. You hear the muffled voices, you know, under the phone. And that whole process, you know, it just opened a bad wound. But it just had to happen. You know, it just had to happen. And the miracle happened.